New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Chicago Bulls get a big win in the first play-in game against the Atlanta Hawks. Now they're set to take on the Miami Heat. But will the Chicago Bulls have Alex Caruso available when they play that game is now in question and in doubt per Adam Wojnarowski. We're going to get into all and more right after this.
We're now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bulls news and content.
Well, Coby White, who had finished the regular season with a bit of a slump, even though he came out of it the last couple of games, picks the right game to go back on a scoring spree, scores 42 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. He goes 15 of 21 from the field. This was one of the best games that we've seen from Coby White, breaking his career high as far as a points total. And then on top of that, he does it in a playing game, in an elimination game that pushes the Bulls to the next round, or next game, I should say, to take on the Miami Heat. Huge game from Coby White. Then also you look at Nikola Vucevic. He's the second leading scorer for the Chicago Bulls in this game. 24 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists from Nikola Vucevic. Then DeMar DeRozan also with 22 points. And Vooch, DeMar, and Kobe had really started getting into a rhythm to finish the regular season for the Chicago Bulls. And it all comes together in this game in which they have a 15-point victory over the Atlanta Hawks, a team where it's always been close. And the Bulls, for their credit, led throughout the entirety of this game, basically. Yeah, there's a period of time where the Atlanta Hawks got the lead down low in that first half. But when you look at the second half, the Bulls led throughout. The Hawks was never truly all the way back in contention in this game. And Iodesumo also chipping in 19 points in this game, going 8 of 12 shooting himself from the field. The Bulls didn't have a whole lot of points off the bench. Javonte Green did get 10 points off the bench, 4 from Andre Drummond, 4 for Dalen Terry in this game. And this was the type of game that we've wanted to see for the Bulls for so long. And, you know, the Bulls, whether it's inspired by playing at home or it was finding that edge that they needed and the motivation that they needed in a winner-go-home type atmosphere. But this was one of the better games that we've seen, complete games from the Chicago Bulls, with them playing as a team. 27 assists on 54 made baskets for the Chicago Bulls, which half of their baskets being assisted on. We'll take that. This was a different Chicago Bulls team and one that we've seen glimpses of throughout the season. And unfortunately with the Bulls, as we know, they're one of those teams, man, that they never hold on to leads. And, you know, that happened in this game, the lead getting an 18-point lead, getting down to 3 at one point in the first half of this game. But the way that the Bulls competed, out-rebounded the Hawks in this game, 47-34, which is a great margin there. But an even bigger margin for the Chicago Bulls is the way they dominated the paint in today's game. 72 points versus 44 for the Atlanta Hawks in the paint for the Chicago Bulls today. Great. They needed every bit of that. Love when the Bulls attack the rim. 19 fast break points to the 14 for the Atlanta Hawks as well. On top of everything else, the Bulls played excellently in this game. Was it perfect? No. Was it pretty? At times, maybe, right throughout the game. And, you know, it is what it is there. It's always good to see Coby White be able to get in rhythm. And Coby White's become one of those players this season where when he starts getting in that scoring rhythm, it's a beautiful game of basketball to watch. It's great to see. And Coby plays with that level of confidence, man. And so, you know, the thing with this is, though, that everybody's going to ask and say, well, what's on the other side of this for the Chicago Bulls? And really, when you're looking at it, if we're just being 100% honest, the only thing that the best scenario for the Bulls is this, is they get to face the Boston Celtics in the first round of the playoffs. But, you know, that just comes with the territory. It is what it is there. Now, unfortunately, Andre Drummond did step on Alex Caruso's ankle. Per Woj, there's doubt now if Alex Caruso is going to be available for the game on Friday against the Miami Heat, who also have their own injury to worry about now with Jimmy Butler's availability in that Friday's game being in question as well. So, you know, two banged up teams can eventually face each other in the next playing game, and we'll see if the Bulls can come out on top in that one. But I tell you what, the Bulls play the way that they play today. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for the Chicago Bulls to be able to come out of that and get a victory. So that's something that you want to look for. But Coby White's big night, man. 42 points from Coby White. 42 points, man. That's just, it's great to see Kobe be able to play that way, man. This has been such, especially when you look at the season that Coby White's had, right? And while I've had my thoughts that maybe the way that he finished that season may have put him out of contention for that Most Improved Player of the Year award. We'll see what that ends up happening. But this just hopefully reminds everybody of just the special season that Coby White has had this year. He's stepped up just hugely for this Bulls team, man. And it's great to see when you have a young player that's been on your team, been in your system, gone through the up and downs. We've gotten to see every bit of the ups and downs of Coby White over his 5 years in the NBA. And because of that, it's just, you have a different level, or at least me personally, I have a different level of respect for Coby, because I saw the games where Coby White was coming off the bench playing 16 minutes, right? Scoring 6 points in some games, but, you know, making some steps and leaps defensively and things like that. And now to have this player come together in the way that he has for the Bulls, it's been fun to see. Yeah, it's been really fun to see, and really special to see a player like that grow and develop on your team and in your system, go through the adversity. When you had some people at the beginning of the 2021-22 season saying things like Coby White shouldn't be, or no, 2020-21 season, the saying things like Coby had to be traded, right? Oh, he was a dead man walking, right? That he was clearly going to be moved so the Bulls can get some size in here, things like that. And Coby once again shows, like, you can't count players out. And let Coby White, hopefully, not to say that every player can make a leap like Coby White has late in their career. No, if it was common, it wouldn't be as special as what it is. But I hope this reminds people when they start getting ready to write off players, right? To say, oh, they could never be this, they can never be that, get them off our team. Remember what Coby has gone through. And remember how Coby has developed despite the adversity and despite at a point in time, many Bulls fans wanting to see Coby move for a big, or wanting to see Coby move, or thinking that Coby was on his way out and he was not going to turn into this type of player that he has here in Chicago. And so it was really good to see Coby White. And I had my own doubts, right? Not that I'd ever doubted Coby should have been off the team. Hell, first big video I've ever had pop off on this channel was at the time me saying that the Bulls would be crazy to trade Coby White. But I didn't necessarily see that Coby was going to turn into this level of a starter either. And so it's a reminder for myself as well. Coby White does exactly what you want players to do. He works so hard in the offseason, goes and refines his game, goes and finds his own coaches, add things to his game, keeping the confidence that he had. Part of the reason why the Bulls draft him. And it's not just the scoring. So many people are going to make this growth from Coby about what he scored this season. And it's more than that. It's also Coby growing into a leadership role as he has this season. This is starting to get to the point of where you can look at this and say Coby is taking command of this team. Now, can he be the best team on a team that goes far in the playoffs? That's going to remain to be seen. He still has things he needs to develop on this game. But one of the things that I have tasked personally Coby to do, and I've wanted to see Coby do consistently, is get to the free throw line. When you look at the efficiency that Coby scored with today, it was because of the 9 points he was able to get from the free throw line, going 9 of 10 from the free throw line. And there were times where Coby understood how and where to use his speed to kind of start and stop, draw those fouls. You saw it specifically in the first half of this game. Coby White just understood how to get to that free throw line. So, you know, that I've always said is the next part, that and the consistency part. If Coby White can become a player that can get to the free throw line 6 to 8 times a game, and you eliminate some of those inconsistencies, those big ups and downs that he has, and become a little bit more consistent, you're looking at a player in Coby White that easily can average 24, 25 points per game if he adds those two things, and that could be a huge player. Again, it's up to Coby to continue this and show that he's a player that you can build around. Right now, he's showing himself to be a player that you can build with. which is perfectly fine, especially considering how far Kobe has come. But those are just some observations from this. And Ayo as well. Don't want to overlook Ayo. 19-point score from Ayo, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 assists, 1 rebound, 2 blocks in this game from Ayo Dosunmu, right? Ayo Dosunmu, when he was getting into that rhythm, one thing that we talked about over the last few games and missing Ayo is that you just notice how different the Bulls run the fast break when he's the one controlling it. And we saw that in this game. Ayo Dosunmu controlling that fast break, that speed that he has, the strength that he has, it's such a different game for Ayo, for the Bulls when Ayo Dosunmu's out there and we're playing with pace. We're getting out in transition naturally. We're getting turnovers. We're getting deflections. Those things that make and highlight the things that Ayo Dosunmu does so well and makes them that much stronger. So all really good things to see from the Bulls today in today's game. And, you know, while I came into this game with the mindset that, listen, it didn't really matter. And I'm going to say this as well. It still doesn't matter, right? It's up to the Bulls to make whatever they do this postseason matter. But it's good to see your team get a win in this type of situation. And for a team that hasn't always played the best in front of their home crowd, has not always given their home crowd the best things to sing about after coming there and spending their money, this was a day you can't say that. So to the fans in the United Center who got to see this game live, got to see the way that this team performed, got to see this team play with that level of heart that we've wanted to see consistently all season, it was a big night for those guys as well. But I love for my waxing poetic about this team, man. Just love to see my team when it does and plays in this manner, right? This felt like a Chicago Bulls game. This felt like a team that had some identity, and we haven't been able to say that all season long. So now that we're able to, it definitely makes a difference, man. And I got to give my hats off to the Chicago Bulls. Actually, and I got to give my hats off to Billy Donovan as well. I really do. The Bulls came out with a defensive game plan in both the first and the second halves that just work. When you look at Trae Young in this game, 8 of 18 from the field, 2 of 2 from the sorry, 4 of 12 from the field was Trae Young in this game, 11 of 13 from free throw line. We know he's going to get to the free throw line, but they made him work for every bit of those 22 points that he did today, and he had to basically do it through getting to the free throw line. And then when you look at the way that we defended the three-point line as well, the Hawks 11 of 37 from three tonight for 29%, whereas the Bulls went 11 of 26 for 42%. So when you guard that three-point line better, it helps a lot in what the Bulls did. Clint Capella with 22, Trae Young with 22, Bogdanovich with 21, and then you look with DeJounte Murray as well with 30, going 11 of 21 from the field. They put up their numbers, but it was an inefficient night for those guys, for a lot of those guys, and that's really what you want to see. And having this team ready to attack, that's always a great thing to see as well. Like, the Bulls played a really great game today, a team game, and they came in focused. Let's see if they can do it again against the Miami Heat and head coach Eric Spoelstra, because as we know, Spoelstra's a guy who he's a strategist, and he's going to coach. And Billy Donovan is susceptible to getting out-coached by coaches like Eric Spoelstra. But, all right, enough of me talking to the extent there. Let's go ahead and get into your guys' comments and see you guys are feeling. JK says, Kobe flipping white. 100% agree with you on that one. Chop Jr. says, y'all welcome. Y'all? Zaquan in the building says, 42-piece from Kobe. Kobe balled out, man. You got to give Kobe his the complete credit on that. Running it back. Just wanted to get that out the way. Well, like I said before, they can't run it all back. There's going to be some change. It may be a minor one, but the Bulls just don't have the cap flexibility to bring everybody back. So either they're going to have to make a move so that it can bring some other key players back, or somebody's not coming back. So we got to see what the Bulls are going to do in that case. But this definitely is a big thing and pointing towards the Bulls probably running most of this stuff back. Good win. Let's go, Chicago. See Red. Whoop. What's going on, mediocre self? Glad to have you in the building. Tay Hollins in the building says, what do you think about Miami's matchup? I don't wish a player to be hurt, but if Jimmy is out, that gives us an edge. Listen, the thing that I've come to realize with this Chicago Bulls team, right, is that, yeah, having Jimmy Butler out does theoretically give the Bulls an edge. I can't deny that. You can't take away from that, right? But the problem that I would say to counteract that is that we've seen this Bulls team lose games against the skeleton crew of some teams, and those teams weren't necessarily coached the best either, right? You got Eric Spoelstra. You got a team that competes that's been there before. I'm not giving the Bulls a green light, but I am saying that there is definitely an edge that they have going into that game. That's for damn sure. the growth of Kobe and Io. Could we have back-to-back most improved players? We'll see. We'll see. Super chat from Chop Jr. Thank you for supporting the channel, brother. Says, Kobe White playing masterclass complete. I can't argue that. Didn't watch, but I'm going to see it tomorrow. Friday will be must-see basketball. We get up, pause, for Shy versus Miami. That should definitely be a fun game. Why do play-in stats not count? Kobe got robbed of his career high. That right now the NBA isn't tracking play-in stats. Like, there's no, this doesn't count towards playoff stats. It doesn't count towards regular season stats. It's kind of just its own thing, man. And yeah, it's a weird setup. Little famo in the building. What's going on, fam? Kobe White is the future. Kobe White is the present, if we're going to be all honest in this one. Cortez Brooks. Yes, sir. Let's go. What up, Hayes? What's going on, Cortez? Hayes, well, your boy at Pat the Designer said he needed to see what Kobe White do, and he showed up and showed out. See where that's a fact. You know, Pat the Designer's reluctance to admit that Kobe White has had a great season has always been a funny thing. Like, he admits that he had a great season. But, you know, he always, well, he didn't take 12 shots tonight. Yeah, Pat's a weird guy. That's my brother, though. The Bulls finally play like a team that has been playing together for three seasons. Offense ran first, second, and third options, and when things broke down, they found the most open man, or DeMar. Good ball. Yeah, I mean, they played good basketball today. It's a smart team basketball that they played today, that's for sure. This way new, and I definitely improved Kobe White 2.0. The thing with Kobe, like I said, just consistency. He gets to that consistent part. That's going to be a great thing. And to the guy, right, and I hope he's watching. We had a voicemail over the course of this weekend where somebody said, Kobe White and Io clearly can't play together. And it's like, bro, what? What are you smoking? What type of dope? What's the brand of dope that you smoke? What is that brand of dope, Jared? I think his name was Jared. Kobe with 42 and zero turnovers. That's crazy, man. Listen, Kobe White was different this whole entire game. Like I said, even before like the scoring outburst, the fact that how he was drawing people into fouls is something that we haven't seen consistently from Kobe. So we saw that early in this game, and it was a sign that something different was going to happen this game. All that work Kobe has been putting in every summer, he's finally seeing the fruit of his labor. Absolutely, and that's why you trust a player that consistently puts in that level of work, right? And that's what Kobe White has done for the Chicago Bulls team. He's put in work every single summer, right? Didn't need DeMar for that. And that's not a slight on DeMar. I'm just saying, like, it wasn't about, like, this magical thing that he all of a sudden unlocked because he went and worked out for DeMar. No, this is what Kobe's been doing. It just sometimes, for some players, takes a while for it all to come together. And that's what it come down to. Chicago Bulls dominated this game tonight. The Chicago Bulls are going to turn up on Friday night. Alex Caruso is a soldier. He's going to be ready. He is the truth. Listen, I get it. You can be a soldier, though, but, hey, soldiers fall down in war every single day. And unfortunately, this time it was to friendly fire. So let's keep Kobe White. Let's keep Alex Caruso lifted. Let's keep our thoughts and prayers out to him. Let's hope he's ready to go on Friday. Also, shout out to Io, a second-round pick giving us quality starter minutes. 100% agree with you on that one. Just dropped in to say Kobe is that motherfucker. Hey, listen, Kobe's him. Kobe is him. The voters should be reminded why he deserves the award. Maxie didn't show up tonight. Nicholas Batum saved the Sixers, not Embiid or Maxie. Yeah, but here's the thing. Technically, playing is not supposed to count towards most improved. Now, I don't know if voting has officially happened for most improved player of the year yet. But if it has not, let's say they do vote this weekend, right, before the start of the actual playoffs, Kobe's giving them, like, this is going to be a lasting thought on people's mind after seeing this type of performance from Kobe White. Great win. Javante was scrappy tonight. Kobe is the man. Hopefully we take this hustle to Miami. And we got to be prepared. Definitely got to be prepared. I remember when Pete Kidd wanted Kobe gone. Man, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of people. That was my first season of starting this show as well, in the 2020-21 season. And like I said, that was my first big video to really blow up on the channel, because it was at a time where everybody was like, oh, Kobe's absolutely. I remember somebody told me, and it's what made me do the video. Somebody left a comment, like, because I had talked about, like, oh, Kobe White can really fit in once he, because he was, keep in mind, he started off that season. He wasn't healthy to start off that season. I think he had, like, surgery or something. And people were like, oh, you're crazy. You want to die on that hill? Kobe's absolutely a goner by the trade deadline. I'm like, all right. And I did that video, the title of it. The Bulls would be crazy to trade Kobe White. And like I said, even me doing that, I can't say that I saw this type of ceiling for Kobe. I just saw Kobe as a player that, with his scoring prowess and stuff coming off the bench, that you didn't want to let him go. And Kobe's starting into so much more than even I thought when I dropped that video. And I got to give credit to Kobe for that one. Vooch is getting slower and slower. He still had a decent game tonight. And that's the thing, right? Vooch can still be effective. And again, this is not to say this is why they should move DeMar or anything like that. But I truly think if you did not have a small forward out there with Vooch that likes to get their offense from the same spots Vooch does, offensively, we'd see an even more refined Vooch. He still has it offensively. Defensively, yeah, it's in the damn doghouse. It's in the trash can. But Vooch is still a player that can be productive for sure. Kobe saw your pod this morning and said, bet. Hey, listen, if that's the motivation, take it. Take whatever motivation you need. Dalen really played with good energy. We got to talk about that for sure. I was impressed. I think he showed flashes of being that shit-talking hype man we need. That's the thing with Dalen too, man. Dalen Terry, again, and when I said things like Bulls fans like to write off players too soon, same thing with Dalen Terry. Did he have the stat sheet that just looks at it and you're like, wow? And I don't think he's ever going to be that player, right? I think Dalen Terry is going to be one of those players that you look at and you say, he always impacts the game. Highest plus minus of any player other than DeMar DeRozan in this game. Yes, even higher than Kobe White. Only 4 points, going 2 of 8 from the field, but 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, right? I truly think that Dalen is going to be one of those players that can probably average 10 to 12 points per game coming off the bench, but in that, he's going to get you 4 assists. He's going to get you 2 steals. He's going to get you a block. He's going to get you 5 to 6 rebounds, right? Not every player has to turn into this starter-level player to be a good pickup. And Dalen coming off the bench with what he brings and the fact that also Dalen is starting to kind of understand when and where to attack players, I think that Dalen Terry still has a really bright future in front of him. And, you know, I hope the Bulls don't give up on it unless they get something great back for it in a different type of package or whatever. So we'll see. This win was the best you could see for Kobe. He could transition into a bona fide all-star. Agree with you. And you can make, and listen, and people may hear that and say, you think Kobe can be an all-star? Go and look at some of the players that were all-stars this year. Kobe maintaining what he did, doing it more consistently, right? Next season and the start of next season, Kobe can absolutely be an all-star next year. Brian and Danny says, I'm scared of Vooch guarding Bam. Drummond is perfect matchup against Capella and Bam, but he will only play 11 minutes. Yeah, I mean, listen, like I said before, Vooch has his shortcomings. But Vooch can still absolutely be an effective player. He can be. And we just got to hope that we're going to get the best version of Vooch, right? And he's going to have his defensive woes. He's going to have his defensive lapses. We're going to have times where we get frustrated, and I want to pull out my beard hair because of Nikola Vucevic. But, you know, overall, Vooch can still definitely be a productive player. Hey, as crazy as this team, we were worried about Drum playing this game. Then Drum takes out Alex. This team has inherited the Billy Goat curse as far as injury. That's always been this thing, man. It's crazy. It really sucks how injury prone this team is, man. Yo, good win tonight. Now let's go over the Miami hump. Hey, let's do it. Who wants to trade Caruso? Kobe White was the coach tonight. Let's be serious. Hey, listen, and that's one thing that I love the most about this growth of Kobe White, right, is the leadership aspect. This has been a team that has lacked and not had that vocal leader for so long. And Kobe seems to be rounding out to be that player, right? You know, when they show the thing of him talking to players, right, and telling them to focus and things like that, that's definitely what you need from a Kobe White for sure. What's good, Hayes? Love the work you've put in this year for this team. Love that the team got a win. Do you feel that we can beat Miami with Jimmy out and Alex out? Yeah. Listen, my answer to that is always going to be yes. This Bulls team, depending on the focus that they play with and how much heart they give, can beat anyone. We've seen it this season. They can beat anybody. I have, even with my pessimism over the team and the future of it at times, I've always maintained this team can beat any other team on any given night. The biggest question is, will they do what it takes to beat them on any given night? But yeah, the Bulls can definitely play with Miami, especially with Jimmy Butler.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Out. They just got to focus, man. Billy has terrible in-game adjustments. We match up well against Atlanta. Miami is another story. Well, again, Miami without Jimmy Butler, though. That's the thing that you look at for. Now, with Jimmy Butler, it's a completely different story. But the Bulls still have that chance, right? Young is a fucking crybaby. I don't need to give him an ass whooping after the game was over with. They beat him up pretty good in this game. So Big Diesel says, hey, as you called it, you said before the game, watch how this game, unlike the other games, will be a blowout. That's just, listen, always expect the unexpected when it comes to the Chicago Bulls team. You always have to do that. This Bulls team you just never know. You never know, man. You never know. Dalen Terry has been impressive last few games. Listen, Dalen Terry is starting to understand, like I said, where and when he can attack players. And that's something that shows like his growth, right? Because Dalen Terry last season in his rookie year looked like a deer in the headlights. The fact that you can see Dalen processing when and where to do certain things, that's a huge step in his development, huge step. The skeleton crew, you know, man, we've lost some games against some teams that you're just like, how did we lose against this team? That's crazy. That's crazy. Vooch played a decent game, but he should stop shooting threes. Yeah, I mean, listen, at this point, you would love to see Vooch kind of just operate in the post, right? Because the three-point shot, if nothing else, and it's funny because this offseason, right, in media day, what did Vooch say? Like, you take my three away, I'm still a really good player. Okay, well, take it away, Vooch. Stop shooting the goddamn three ball, bruh. Stop it. Cardoso and Reese may have been the good luck charm the city needed. Hey, my YouTube is cheating me out of a good posting show that your notification didn't even come up that you were live. YouTube notifications suck, bro. I'm just going to be 100% frank with you. YouTube notifications are trash. His stats will be counted in playing stats just like they count everything else. No, they don't. What are you talking about? They don't count, but they don't count towards anything meaningful, and they don't track playing stats either. So what are you talking about? And some people just be wanting to say stuff to be contrary, and it's like comprehension is key, bro. Comprehension is really key. I might for the win, but not going to lie. It's more of the way it happened that it hit home for me. The graphic of Kobe and Io during the game gave me hope. Needed them to drive us to this win. Great experience. Yeah, and the thing what did I say in the pregame show, right, is that the thing about this is that Kobe White and Io, during this postseason run, yes, they got in postseason success. They're in it when we lost the series to Milwaukee. They were in it last season and stuff like that. But this is the first year where they are huge parts of the offensive game plan, right? This is the first season of that. They weren't those other seasons. So it's up to them to continue to grow and show that growth that we know that they can't have, the growth that they flash, those type of things. We need to continue to see that. But Kobe White stepping up in this way, man, great game to watch. Kobe looked like a Shakespearean ballet dancer with that spin move that split the defense. Hey, Kobe got some skill, bro. Great game to watch. Billy actually put together a solid game plan. 68 points in the paint is insane. Got to be the season high for the Bulls. I feel like we had a higher game than that, but maybe I'm tripping. They play like this Friday. I smell the first round. I mean, listen, here's what I'll say to this, right? And keep in mind, there's nothing but helps this channel the further the Bulls go, right? It doesn't matter if they get swept in every playoff game that they eventually play, right? The biggest thing that I look at it for is, you know, what does it mean for the Bulls' future, right? How much confidence do they gain from it? Those type of things. But Kobe and Io and the place that they play in that is going to be huge. Bulls played solid today. I like to see it. Hey, we all love to see it, bro. You better love to see it. You like to see it? I need you to have a little bit more enthusiasm there, my brother. Love to see it. Kobe, fifth-year breakout. Next season, Patrick Williams, fifth-year breakout. Come on now, bro. Like, here's the thing. Can Patrick Williams break out next season? Absolutely, right? I don't want to make any qualms about that. But I don't think that even a Patrick Williams breakout doesn't look like a Kobe White breakout, right? Like, Kobe he's a point guard. He's going to have the ball in his hands, most possessions, things like that. But the thing that gives me some hope about Patrick Williams is that in December, Patrick Williams had one of his most consistent months of his career. 14 points per game on 52% shooting from the field, 50% shooting from three, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 1 steal. If Pat can do that for a full season, I'd be happy with that. considering the other players that we have and how he's going to have to find his role, things like that. But let's see if he can do it, man. How do you feel about Terry's game? He reminds me of a young Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans, that's okay. That's all right. But Dalen Terry has that. He has a game, to me, that shows that he can be a productive player, right? Coming off the bench, he can be a player that changed the tone of some games. It's not always going to be scoring. Sometimes it's going to be his defense. Sometimes it's going to be the passing and transition. Sometimes it's going to be rebounds, right? And if he can round that out to where we're starting to see that he can hit a shot sometimes, right, and he can get that more consistent, Dalen Terry, to me, could be one of the first players off the bench for you. And you look at it and you say, hey, you gave us a whole hell of a lot, right? So I think that that's the case and that we can definitely see that from him. I knew Kobe was going to go crazy when he started rocking the homeless look. If he can be consistent and more dependable, he would be undeniable. Hey, it's hard to deny it even without that, man. Kobe White has just turned into such a really good player. Let's go, Bulls. We have killers tonight. Let's come after Miami with killer intent. See red. See red, y'all. Let's get it. Let's get it. Shout out to any of the and all that believed in Dalen, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't. I mean, listen, Dalen still got a lot to show it. He still has a whole hell of a lot to show, and he needs to be consistent on for us to fully embrace and know what he can be, but he has a lot. He has a lot. As far as most improved player, Maxey been doing what he does. Kobe busted through the door like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Listen, I agree with you, and I went over this before. Per the definition of the award, no player has improved more than Kobe White. In every area, not only in statistics, which he's averaging almost 10 more points per game than what he did last year. He's averaging, I think, 2 more assists than what he did last year. All the thing, he's playing more minutes, right? Going from averaging less than 21 minutes a game last season to at one point he was leading the league in minutes. He was coming off the bench last year, sometimes not getting shots and having to make an impact defensively more than offensively. He's grown in role. He's grown in minutes. He's grown in production. Nobody has improved more than Kobe White has this season. And to me, Kobe White absolutely deserves to be the most improved player of the year this year, to me. It just is what it is. Kobe White's game today, I feel locked the most improved award in. Well, like I said, Ariel, so technically the most improved player has nothing to do with the postseason. It shouldn't even be counted towards that. But it does not mean that that's not going to be in voters' minds when they go to vote for it. Seaways World says Tyrese Haliburton went from point guard to Killian Hayes. Kobe just needs to play like this. Won the first half of the season. Hey, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Joe the Blacksmith. I'm guilty of underestimating Dalen Terry. I thought he wasn't coordinated enough, but he's even getting that under control. Major props to him. I always believed in Kobe, though. Many flashes of greatness. Yeah, you just got to bring those flashes to consistent vision, and then you're never going to know where you are. Love watching Kobe struggle. Whoa. Edward, how you gonna say that and go all no Diddy? Love watching Kobe stroke it the way he did. He's a star if he keeps it up. All right, Edward. Bruh, no Diddy on that one, but I agree with you. I agree with everything you said on that one, man. See, this is the thing that confuses me and pisses me off. Where was this all season? The situational awareness to play with heart and want it, and it's very important in games like that they play tonight. Well, again, Melvin, and I understand what you said. Would we love to say this every single night? But you got to keep in mind, you had players that were stepping into major roles that they just hadn't been in before. While Adesumu had been a starter before, he's never been a starter that we relied on his scoring, right? So it's kind of hard to expect you to get to a place of learning that part of the role and also being consistent with it at the same time. Hopefully next year we see him coming out we start off like that. So remember, Terry Rozier is out along with Jimmy Butler. Yeah, we know the scary Terry's out. I'm not really too worried about Terry Rozier, though. The way that Trae Young played this game, stupid shit, shot selection, stupid trying to draw fouls instead of playing, I can definitely see that's his last game as a Hawk. They play better with DeJounte. That's the question that they have to ask themselves. That's definitely the question that they have to ask themselves, man. Here's another hot take. I think the Bulls might be able to trade Vooch to the Warriors. They're looking for... Bro, Big Diesel, your trade ideas literally get worse and worse, bro. Worse and worse. Like, you had that one. I gave you that one. It was a really great trade idea. I gave you that one. But you let that one go to your head, and now you be coming up with some trade ideas that I'll just be looking at and being like, hey, bro. Hey, man. What? But you know I love you, Big. You know, whoa. You know I love you, Diesel, man. You my little brother now. I officially adopted you as one of my little brothers, but you be tripping a little bit, man. Is Caruso injured for sure? He's definitely injured. The severity of it is the thing in question, but he's definitely hurting. Jimmy Butler may have suffered an MCL sprain, according to Shams. Yeah, yeah, we talked about that earlier, Simba. NBC broadcast needs to do more with those mic moments than that Kobe had. Well, keep in mind, it wasn't NBC does mic'd up sometimes, but the thing that we talked about on yesterday's daily episode is that NBC Chicago may not be airing any more Bulls games. They have officially moved over to Stadium. Now they have the option of extending the contract 6 months, so basically still finishing out the 2024-25 season there. But it's coming up to an end on NBC, man. Hayes, our boy showed some heart. They made us proud. I'm definitely seeing what you mean about Dalen Terry. I can't wait to Patrick Williams when he gets back. Much love from San Antonio. AVO, listen, Dalen Terry still got some promise, bro. And that still does not mean for sure he's going to bring it all together, but he's starting to show me more and more that makes me think that he will, right? Like I said, not necessarily going to turn into a starter or anything like that. You don't have to be. You don't have to be a starter to still be a productive and a good NBA player. And I think that's where you got to start questioning where Dalen's going to be at. And, you know, we'll see. We got the player development department here now. This will be their first full offseason. Keep in mind, we didn't even build that department until the offseason last year. So getting a new department in, getting them instilled, they didn't have a whole huge hell of a lot of effect. Now they're there. So they get to work with these players all offseason. That's going to be interesting to see. This is how we should be playing. If we cook in the paint, then the threes will come. I feel like sometimes we think we are a three-point side and forget how good we can be if we keep killing it in the paint. Yeah, and move without the ball. Move without the ball. Do that more as well, right? Nice to see what it could be in Chicago. Hopefully AK don't use the 42-piece to sell his concoction of competitive. Oh, bro, like absolutely, absolutely. Pat Williams breakout, 15-6-3, one steal, one block, 50-40-80 splits. That's not bad. That's not bad. Already thought Trey was a twat, and then after we kindly dribble out our possession, Trey gets the ball and effing shoots a three. What a douche. Hey, I hate Trey Young. Y'all already know I hate Trey Young. Do you think Dalen is a young version of Javante? Listen, I get why people make those comparisons, but I don't think Javante Green is the passer that Dalen Terry is already, and I don't think that Dalen Terry is the athlete that Javante Green is either. So I think that they can have similar impacts, but they're not really similar players at all, right? I don't care what happens this year, so long as we address the front court through some young guys in the next 2 years. Unlikely, but dream options of Klingon and Cooper Flag, that would be fire. Listen, we're not getting Cooper Flag. This team winning a playing game, they're probably going to win against the Miami Heat. We'd have to tank to get Cooper Flag. We're probably not getting Cooper Flag. Now, Klingon, I want to see a more athletic big. Like I said before, Klingon, it maintains your play style with Vooch. He's way better defensively, but I want to see a more athletic center that can run with these young guys. It's clear that this team likes to run. So Khalil Ware, Kyle Filipowski, those are kind of guys that are kind of higher on my board for this specific team, but we'll talk about it in the offseason. Bathor says, yeah, December Pat was good. We got to see that man has spots. Ask him, and he will say he is a wing. Bulls have him as a front court player. They're locking him up. No, I disagree. Well, I don't disagree with what you said. What you said is factual. But the way that Billy Donovan uses the four, there's no different than being a three, other than who you're guarding. So, unfortunately, listen, he's going to have to learn how to adjust. And it seems like they see him as that four long term. So, I definitely see the growth in our young players. Patrick Williams plays better without LaVine on the floor. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Is that... I mean, it's because he was forced to kind of do a step into the spots. I agree with you there. Now, we definitely looking at continuity and probably Zach Edey. No, fuck Zach Edey. Come on, bro. I swear to God, if the Bulls draft Zach Edey, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. Klingon and Cooper Flag for the Bulls. One can dream, but on real, if AK doesn't draft someone over 6'9", I might lose it. That's hilarious. Conflicting reports regarding Caruso. They keep saying it's a right foot sprain. He was clearly icing and heating his left foot. KC reports is the left foot directly said from AC himself. I mean, listen, it could have been his right foot earlier in the year. Maybe that's why somebody said it. I agree it was the left foot, but either way, they all know it's the left foot, right? I mean, it's a foot injury. Hayes, can you imagine this team if Zach kept his mouth closed with Kobe, Ayo, and Caruso on the roster? Hey, you never know. You never know. Hayes, I agree with what someone said during halftime. When Trey talks trash, it's different. He's like a John Starks, a little punk. Listen, nobody believes that Trey Young's going to do anything physically. I mean, specifically. So, you know, it is what it is, man. maybe you can snag Jonathan Isaac next year, because I'll be real. If one of the Hornets or Pistons have a semi-decent draft, the Bulls might be a lottery team next year, especially if they do nothing. I mean, that's the thing. It really depends on how you view it. Keep in mind, the Bulls since December had a 54 win percentage. If they don't start off the season slower, we're talking about finishing the season with a 55, 56, 57 win percentage. Not 57 wins, but win percentage. You're looking at about 46, 47, 48 wins. So we got to see it. We got to see. LOL, the Zach Edey hype. I know people in real life who want. Oh, yeah, we know one too. His name's Cornelius. He's here all the time talking that freaking Zach Edey rhetoric. I had a thought. We really need to give Billy a little more appreciation. After the terrible start to the season, Billy literally copied the idea he had at OKC and brought it to the Bulls. What idea is that? I don't mean that. I know that it caught me off guard, so I did say that a little assholey, but like, what do you mean by that? I hate that this little pitch Trae Young with a heavy passion. Such an annoying player to watch. Yeah, I hate Trae Young as well. I love it when we beat Trae Young. Hayes, I was not expecting a quick Woj report about AC's injury and his availability against the Heat. Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but, you know, what are you going to do, right? We're the Chicago Bulls. Injuries have always been a part of our shit. It's unfortunate, but, you know, we'll see. Let's go. That's from Savagery, man. Listen, overall, like I said before, I'm really happy that the Bulls got this dub. I love the way they performed today. I love the heart that they played with and competed with. Kobe White is him. Kobe White just continues to show, man, like I said before, why you don't give up on players early. You don't give up on players early. We live in a microwave society mindset, right? Everybody has this, you should be this by then and this and that and this. But sometimes players develop at their own pace. And Kobe White has reminded people, at least I hope has reminded people, why sometimes you have to have patience with these players, man. Everybody's not going to develop at the rate that you would want them to be. And it's just not going to happen at that rate every time. But the way that Kobe White has been able to grow his game, grow as a leader, right? The vocality coming from Kobe White is all things as a lifelong Bulls fan that I appreciate, man. And he still has a lot to show if he wants to be somebody you can build around. But him and Ayo and the way that they stepped up, even Dalen Terry, the way that he stepped up here in the last few games of the season, really kind of rounding out his game, man. It's important. And I love that we have now some young players on this Bulls team that are really showing some things, man. And so let's hope that it continues. Let's hope that it continues. What's that last comment at? Deanna says, TC may be out of here next season. Listen, and like I said, right, the Bulls don't have the cap space to bring everybody back. But moving on from TC is something that they could theoretically do, right, that could allow you to keep Andre Drummond or something like that. We'll see. Hayes, would you still hate Zach Edey if Acme bought a second-round pick and used it on him? I don't think it'd be too bad. Definitely not a first pick. Here's the thing. Because center is an absolute need for us, I don't want Zach Edey to be our center of the future. That's what it comes down to. If they got him in the second-round pick, that's good value. But ultimately, the player that the Bulls pick at center is a player that I want to see have some upside to be star. I never want to see Zach Edey as the starting center for the Chicago Bulls. I don't want to see that. So I would prioritize a bunch of players before I prioritize Zach Edey, personally. So Trae Young growing a beard and still looking like a child, that's crazy. I wonder if his beard's going to be patchy like his hair. The problem is that I don't think a lot of the underlying statistics support that win percentage. They had one of the highest clutch win percentage in NBA history and finished as the 9 seed. Yeah, but they did that because of also the slow start, right? And, yeah, this team has had some struggles closing out games. That's no doubt about it. But part of the reason why they had trouble closing out games is, A, the predictability in how they close out games and go into DeMar every time. The fact that you had two young players in Kobe and Ayo, who this is their first seasons being – Kobe ran out of gas towards the end of the season. Ayo Dosunmu, even though he's been a starter, has never had this type of offensive role or impact. So when you also factor in those things going into the next season, because you're not going to have those excuses, I'm not saying just because the number says they'll have a 55 win percentage, but there is a lot of reason to believe that, especially if they make the right improvements, they get a young mobile big coming off the bench. There's more than enough reason to believe that this team can be above 500 next year. Are you saying that we shouldn't? Well, he's not a young player. So I don't know what I said had anything to do with Javon Carter. So yeah, with AC out, the Bulls are basically looking at 9 players available. Hey, do you know if they can sign anyone? The signing anyone's done. So you're not signing anyone now. So the rosters are locked. So that's not an option right now for the Bulls. So Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. Hayes, he had a ball dominant vet to teach the young star how to be a true professional and be a star, like CP3 did for Shea. He kind of implemented something similar with DeMar and Kobe. I think you're trying to make it fit that. DeMar's always been that. He didn't implement that. That's something that DeMar's always been to be here. So that didn't really implement anything. That's just how he's been. Javaris says, Locked On Bulls tonight? Absolutely. Right after we finish this, we'll be going live over on Locked On Bulls for sure. Dalen Terry is going to hit the weight room this offseason. Well, Dalen Terry's already gained like 6 to 8 pounds of muscle since he came to the NBA, and he still has that frame where he can add more for sure. Bulls played 11 OT games, most of the NBA. Second closest was the Kings at 7. Bulls 7-4 in OT, Kings 6-1. Loved Andre Drummond's energy tonight, too. He was locked in. He loves Chicago. Yeah, he really does. He really does. Random Cardoso weighs more than Chet Holmgren. For some reason, I find that hilarious. That is pretty funny. I'm not even going to lie to you on that one. Billy Donovan loosely compared Zach Edey to Jahlil Okafor. Yeah, and that's actually a solid comp to that. DeMar's a good mentor, but it doesn't really matter how good the mentor is if the other guy isn't dedicated into his craft and takes pride in his work. Kobe just proving he has that dog. And Kobe definitely got that dog. Definitely got that dog in it. Not trying to sound like a Zach Edey stan, but if Acme drafts a center in the first round and gets Zach as a future backup, if Drum leaves, that's not bad. Move Sonogo to – Sonogo doesn't nearly have the foot speed to play power forward. Sonogo's a center and a center only, and he's slow at that. So, and that's the thing. I think – I look at Adama Sonogo, and I think he has more upside as a backup center than Donovan – than Zach Edey. So I'm good on that. I'm good on that. We should build around our backcourt, find a way to keep Andre and DeRozan. I mean – finding a way sounds good. It's not always as easy as just finding a way, though. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Man, it's time to cook some chicken wraps the way Kobe cooked the Hawks. That's crazy. Hey, my people with graphic design, if anybody can make a chicken wrap with Trae Young's head sticking out the wrap, And turn his hair to like green to look like lettuce, I'll pay you for that image. I need that. I need that. Sonogo is faster than Vooch. I don't think that's true. Like, I mean, if you're talking about straight line speed, yeah, but they're about the same in pick and roll foot speed there, Deanna. So not gonna lie, Kobe gave me some D Rose flashbacks with some of his drops. That's not bad. That's not bad. Thoughts on I like Tyler Smith a lot in this draft. I like him a lot in this draft. Big Diesel. Blue face smiling. That's hilarious. But hey, our Bulls got the dub tonight, man. That is the most important thing. Love the way the team plays. JK asks, Sonogo is better than Tony Bradley? Yes, he has way higher upside than Tony Bradley. Way higher upside than Tony Bradley. But all right, y'all, man. I appreciate you guys so much, man. Let's go over and get ready to go do Locked On Bulls, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Sorry that I started the stream late. Pops called me. So there you go on that one, talking about the Bulls win, man. But I love you guys, man. Make sure you guys are tuned in. Make sure you follow the show at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See right if you can, y'all. Peace. And we get to play that winning outro. You already know what it is.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Radio.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.